Hi everyone, I'm Lauren Arterburn, and I'm the WSU AmeriCorps Program Assistant.
And I'm Angela Gaughan, the WSU AmeriCorps Program Manager, and we work at the Wichita State University Community Engagement Institute.
This month, we are celebrating something very special.
That's right, Lauren. It's our anniversary. WSU AmeriCorps State and VISTA programs are celebrating their 5 and 10 year anniversaries.
Amazing. So Angela, I have a few questions for you today. My first question is, how did the WSU AmeriCorps VISTA program come to be?
AmeriCorps Volunteers in Service to America, which we know as VISTA, was created in the 1960s by Lyndon B. Johnson as part of the War on Poverty. It was created in tandem with the Peace Corps to serve people in poverty here domestically. VISTA began 11 years ago with a phone call from the AmeriCorps VISTA office in Kansas City asking if we would be interested in submitting a grant proposal to support and grow the programs in Wichita and the western part of the state. It was great to be asked to partner with a federal program, and it aligned with our organization's vision and mission of helping nonprofits strengthen their mission and build their capacity. It's been incredible to see nonprofits and other agencies serve more people more effectively as our VISTA members help build their capacity, but also to see the growth of our VISTA members as they learn a range of skills from the sites where they serve.
That's fantastic. So what were some of the challenges you experienced when starting the program?
With a lot of support and encouragement from the VISTA State Office and the Washburn University program, we developed a full program with all that is required for its success. Next, we had to explain to Kansas nonprofits what VISTA was and how members could help build their capacity to serve people experiencing poverty. As we marketed the program to nonprofits, we were able to share the benefits, advantages, and overall details about the program. The original goal of the VISTA program was for VISTA members to experience poverty so that they could better learn how to serve impoverished communities. Because of this, they have to be willing to serve a full term of service for 1 year, making $11,000 annually back in 2014.
And what were the first sites where VISTA members were placed?
3 of the first 4 members served in Wichita at Communities and Schools of Sedgwick County, Rainbows United, and here at the Community Engagement Institute with our Public Health Initiative. The 4th member served with Peace Connections in Newton. The goal of each VISTA member's project was to increase the capacity of the entity they were serving at, and to do so, they served under the umbrella of what is referred to as indirect service, doing things like grant writing to increase funding, creating marketing pieces, and doing outreach, things like that.
So how has the program grown in the 10 years?
At the beginning of the 2nd year, I was hired to coordinate the program full-time. One of my primary tasks was to reach out to communities across the state to find organizations that might be interested in hosting AmeriCorps VISTAs. In 2019, we placed 30 volunteers during the grant year. We experienced big changes in 2021 due to COVID and it being more difficult for nonprofits to bring on new volunteers. The program rebounded with 20 VISTAs the following year. While organizations in large cities like Wichita, Topeka, and Lawrence have partnered with our program and hosted VISTA members, more recently, members have served closer to central Kansas in cities like Newton, McPherson, and Belle Plaine. With COVID, some of the processes changed, and member onboardings and trainings were held remotely for several years. Now, our members and staff get together a few times a year for in-person trainings and required service day projects. Over the years, the VISTA program has placed over 160 volunteers, with some choosing to serve multiple years.
So let's now talk about the AmeriCorps State and National Program. What led you to develop this program?
Yes, we refer to this as the AmeriCorps Kansas Program, and some of our VISTA sites had begun asking for opportunities for volunteers to provide hands-on direct service as opposed to indirect service, which this program allowed. We also noticed the burden that full-time service could have on volunteers, and AmeriCorps Kansas allows part-time service. This is especially good for Wichita State or other college students looking for experience or applied learning opportunities while enrolled full-time, or retirees or anyone wanting flexibility in their service commitment. We applied for the AmeriCorps Kansas grant in 2018 and felt confident in our ability to lead the program given our 4 years of experience with VISTA. When we received the grant, we changed the program name to the WSU AmeriCorps Programs.
And what are some of the program's accomplishments?
In the past 5 years with the AmeriCorps Kansas program, we have placed over 70 members at 15 sites in the Wichita area. The volunteers have recruited and supported hundreds of other volunteers, collected hundreds of dollars of in-kind resources, mentored students and young people, built the capacity of nonprofits around the state, wrote grants, and gathered other resources to help build and strengthen communities.
Amazing. So can you describe to me the difference between AmeriCorps VISTA and AmeriCorps Kansas?
The main difference is the VISTAs serve full-time and perform capacity-building activities that help nonprofits strengthen their services, structures, and program outreach, whereas the AmeriCorps Kansas members provide direct service, helping those served by the organization, such as youth or students, clients and patients, etc. Also, for our AmeriCorps Kansas program, we place members in part-time positions, while VISTAs serve a minimum of 35 hours per week for a full year. With VISTA, once members finish service, they can earn a Siegel Education Award or cash stipend and receive non-competitive eligibility for federal positions. With AmeriCorps Kansas, members earn a Siegel Education Award once they finish their term. With both programs, if you're over 55 years of age when you begin, you can pass along the Education Award to a family member.
And how has the program changed over the years?
In the past 10 years, the landscape of service has changed. How people view service and how much time they're able to commit is not the same as it was. With that, it is harder to find people willing to serve full-time as VISTAs. Even though the stipend has increased to nearly $25,000 annually, it is more challenging to find full-time volunteers to live at the poverty level.
And what has stayed the same in the program?
Our AmeriCorps Kansas and VISTA members have the incredibly unique opportunity to get a real-life insight into the experiences of those we serve. This system of service allows us to have a collaborative relationship with the communities within which we serve, our service sites, and our volunteers. This is the common thread that has been maintained throughout our decade of facilitating these programs and is a huge benefit to those who take on a term of service with our AmeriCorps programs.
Well, thank you for joining us as we celebrate our AmeriCorps Kansas and AmeriCorps VISTA 5 and 10 year anniversaries.